It's Maryland Morning on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us on this, the one-year anniversary of the violence that racked the city after the funeral of Freddie Gray. So a little later in the program, we'll have a conversation about Baltimore's future with the poet-activist Kay Wise Whitehead and two entrepreneurs who chose to start a new business just a few blocks away from the corner of Penn and North. B. Cole and Aisha Pugh are business innovators who are building community as much as they're building a business. And they're creating a national network of young people of color who are changing the landscape in any number of industries. That's all coming up in a bit here on Maryland Morning. But first, what would a talk show be without a little post-primary prognostication? And I've got one of the great prognosticators of all time sitting here in the studio with me, our good buddy Jane Miller, who is the hardest working woman in show business. I got off the air at 11 o'clock last night.
I was still
home.
On the air.
I went home. I turned on the TV. You were still on the air, and I'll admit.
We love election nights.
I'll admit, I smirked a little. I'm not proud, but I did. Jane Miller, of course, is an award-winning investigative reporter for WBAL Television. She has covered Charm City politics and a whole lot more for a whole lot of years. So, what do you make of this, that last night, Senator Pugh, Catherine Pugh, won an election in which about 54% of the people who voted, and it's a lot more people who voted this time than the last time.
Yes, correct,
for mayor,
thankfully.
Voted for somebody else.
Yeah, well, that happens with that many people in the field. You can kind of expect that result, and we don't have a runoff. So, but I do think when you look at the, clearly the substantive votes were at the top of those that race with Sheila. This was a race between Sheila Dixon and Catherine Pugh, with candidates sprinkled around that were going to pull votes from one place or another. So what do we draw from it? You know, it's interesting, Tom. I this morning went back and watched the confrontation between Catherine Pugh and Geraldo Rivera at exactly this time last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Fox News.
And the conservative media really slammed her for, you know, sticking up for the protesters, blah, 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 blah. But what she was really doing, she really de-escalated a situation at Pennsylvania North or in West Baltimore when it was a very tense time, the last week of April of 2015. And so I recall how she became, Catherine Pugh, stepped into a very difficult situation. And so I looked at her last night when she took that stage and I thought, wow, this is the journey that she's taken. Now, she's wanted to be mayor for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think what we take away from this election is, first of all, in the mayor's race and throughout the city council races, a lot of people participated as candidates. And that's a really good sign.
And some very good,
absolutely,
solid,
there are really good candidates
people.
That didn't win last night.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Secondly,
the city council will change by
absolutely
8 new members out
absolutely.
Of 14.
Absolutely. Yeah. But at the end of the day, voters chose, by a thin margin, I mean, chose someone who has a lot of political experience, who has a lot of experience in the community, who's established in the community, who did assert herself last year when times were really tough, took on a leadership role when times were tough. And so they were looking for change, but not a lot of change, not a drastic change. They wanted someone they knew that they could essentially count on. And the other thing that I think was impressive last night, and I said this on television, is that when you looked at her stage when she started to speak, it was a really diverse group of...
Yeah, Kevin Kamenetz, the county
Harford County executive was there.
Yeah, Harford
That's
County.
Exactly right.
Jim Smith was standing up there, the former transportation secretary and former county council executive in Baltimore County.
Yep. Kwame Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked about that yesterday.
Yes,
exactly
right.
I mean, he voted for the first time yesterday. So if you talk about a turning of the page, I think we've turned a page. And this isn't the status quo group at all. You know, I interviewed Stephanie Rawlings Blake last week, and she said something that I thought was pretty revealing, is that she said what Freddie Gray's death and everything that happened around it told her about her life, as she reflected on her life, is that she was living on autopilot. And Baltimore was tired, clearly, of people living on autopilot.
You know, Kurt Schmoke famously said that he found out after he left office that mayor was a verb.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Exactly right. And that's what William Donald Schaefer would always tell me. I hate being governor. I love being mayor.
Yeah.
Because it's a get your hands dirty, do it kind of job. I mean, we'll see. But I do think that as we wake up this morning and we get about our day, when you look at 8 new members on the city council, a new mayor, It's going to be a substantially new administration. Who's going to change? I don't know. I mean, Catherine has talked a lot about her relationship with Kevin Davis. I think Kevin Davis will be the police commissioner for as long as she, until she thinks he shouldn't be. That's not her focus. That's what I found very interesting about this race. And I think that where some candidates really made a mistake in their campaigning, every mayor's race we've had since, you know, Kurt Schmoke decided not to run, and this was started by Martin O'Malley. What did Martin O'Malley run on? One single issue.
Crime.
Crime. So he became that mayor. And so what did we get from that? We got, you know, homicide rate that was a little bit lower, but it was already dropping. And of course, then we
and
had
an increase in incarceration.
Absolutely.
Rate
the arrest rate soared. There was investment in the city at that time. But that was not the theme, the major theme of this campaign. I did candidates' nights in the city council races, and they weren't talking about more policing. They were talking about more investment and more opportunity and after school programs and preschool, and really trying to provide an environment in this city in which people can thrive. And what I think,
and they were saying that the best way to take a gun out of a person's hand is to give that person a job.
That's exactly right. Give them something else to do.
Yeah.
And I think that some candidates really missed the mark with that. Sheila Dixon included. I mean, she really talked a lot about, you know, that whole
her policing strategy.
And that,
yeah.
I'm not saying that's not important. It is vitally important. But the problem is that we have made that, you know, the main event for so long at the expense, really, of some of the other initiatives and leadership ideas in this city that a mayor really needs to take hold of. And I think from what I'm hearing from Catherine Pugh is that what she talked about most in her campaign and last night was employment, opportunity, business investment, et cetera.
All right. And in a city which is majority African-American, mm-hmm. People looked at the race early on and said, well, we have these two white candidates, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Embry and David Warnock. Mm-hmm. They'll split the white vote. In fact, the white vote was split three ways because Senator Pugh got more of the white vote than either Mr. Warnock or Miss Embry. I mean, she is, in that way, a very unifying candidate.
She's always been seen as that.
Her connections in Annapolis, I think, were very appealing to a lot of people, saying, okay, we've got a Republican governor.
Correct.
We've got to have a voice down there in order to get some help. She does take credit, and I don't know if it's 100% deserved, but she takes credit for bringing $290 million to the city of mm-hmm. Baltimore from this last session.
She's very powerful legislator. We're going to miss her in that regard.
Yeah.
Okay, so the inside baseball of this race is that the Embry campaign got pretty negative about Pugh with TV ads and mailers, et cetera.
Just in the last few days.
Suggesting that she was, you know, because of some issues about some of the donors to her campaign, that she was under investigation, et cetera. The Pugh campaign is never the liability is not on the campaign. The liability in those matters is on the donor. So the Pugh campaign is not under investigation. The inside story of the behind the scenes story is that the Dixon campaign was perfectly happy with that, because the way the Dixon campaign saw this race is that every white voter that Elizabeth Embry could peel off of Catherine Pugh was just fine with them. And I think
and
that
she came close. Miss Dixon did.
This was a very close election. And actually, if you
she won on election day. That's right. It was the early voting.
Yeah, that's correct.
She got, you know, Sheila Dixon got about 1,000 more votes on yesterday.
Correct.
Than Senator Pugh did. But it was the early voting. And we don't know what the breakdown racially was in the early voting.
Well,
but
we do know that a lot of the Jewish voters voted early voting because
it's Passover. During Passover.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
yes.
So
it'll be interesting to kind of break down those. And someone's going to do that. It was break down the precinct by precinct.
And the number of early voters in general was way up.
Yes, correct.
The number of voters in general is way up. The numbers aren't quite clear.
Correct.
I mean, the Sun's reported both 120,000, 130,000. We'll figure that out, you know, in the next day or two.
But that's 30,000.
As opposed to 74,000
yes,
people
correct.
Who voted in the last Democratic mayoral primary, which, of course, did not coincide with a presidential
correct.
Election.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sheila Dixon, she tweeted last night in all caps, "I'm not through yet." What do you think?
Well, you know, she... you know, I heard voters say that her campaign message, where she said "reclaim Baltimore," was a kind of a turnoff to some voters that may have voted for her otherwise. I always thought that Sheila had her number, and that number was it. That, you know, it was somewhere around 24-25%. I think it was a little higher than that last night. I don't know.
Because you had people like, you know, David Warnock was telling people, if I get 30,000 votes, I can win the election. That turned out not to be true.
Correct. Kathy won, you need 37.
Kathy won with 45,000 votes.
Right, so, yeah, right, you know,
and
right.
it was close.
Right, you know, correct. So, yeah. yeah, so I think that, I don't know what we'll see from Sheila. It's going to be interesting to see if she and Catherine, who obviously have known each other for a long time, if there's some role... I don't know. I'm not sure that there were
a lot of good ideas from some of the lesser prominent candidates.
And it
would be great to see the Senator Pugh, you know, take a close look at some
Calvin
of those
Calvin Young, who's one of those, was
very
at her party last
man.
Night.
Yeah,
yes, that's correct.
Very
and yeah, I think so. The bottom line, the good news of the day is that this was an election in which many, many people ran.
Yeah.
And no, they didn't win.
And a lot of good ideas got out.
Absolutely. And let's hope they're not going to sit in the sideline.
Jay Miller is the chief investigative reporter with the 11 Investigates I team at WBAL Television. Complete coverage of yesterday's primary continues today on WYPR on midday with Sheila Cast and with reports from the WYPR news team this afternoon during All Things Considered. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. After a break for the news, Baltimore, a year after the uprising. Stay with us. Nathan?